Morning.
Good morning. Hello.
Since I last spoke to you, it was about 3 months ago.
在我上一次跟大家分享是在三个月以前。
I can understand that it may be difficult for you to follow what I'm saying.
我想对你们来说可能会比较困难来记得我上一次讲了什么。
Or to see any connection between what I spoke before and what I speak today.
或者是说我上一次讲和今天讲的之间有什么样的联系。
However, I'm trying to bring some connection towards you.
但我还是试图来把我的这个讲道能够穿起来。
And I hope you can remember some of the things I've said in times before.
希望你们能够记得我以前讲的一些信息的内容。
Basically, you remember me talking before about our journey inward and our journey outward.
你记得我大部分基本上就是讲到说我们的这个内展的生命和外展的一个生命。
We define our journey inward as our relating to God and to one another.
我们看到我们内展的生命就是去我们和神的联系和我们其他人的联系。
And then our journey outward is our church and we as individuals reaching out into the world to bring others to Christ.
我们外展的经历就是讲到我们作为一个教会，我们个人，我们向这个世界来宣传福音。
We even use different words to say the similar things. First, love God.
我们可能会用到不同的词来描述这样的一个内展的历程、外展的历程。我们说好像是爱神内展。
And then we follow God's command to love our neighbors.
然后我们遵循神的吩咐，我们去爱我们的邻舍。
We talked about the command that God gave us in Scripture to go and make disciples.
那我们也谈到神的给我们的诫命，就是要去使万民做我的门徒。
And making disciples is that process of taking a newly converted person and growing them into a strong Christian.
门徒训练就是要培训那些刚刚信主的弟兄姐妹，让他们能够成熟成长到很坚强。
Remember the last time I spoke, I said, I think we as a church have a good journey inward with each other.
我上一次谈到说，我们教会有一个很好的内展的这个关系，就是我们教会内部，我们弟兄姐妹的关系都非常的好。
But I said we need to work more on our journey outward to bring others to know the Lord.
但是我们需要下更多的功夫，在怎么样去遵循神的诫命，去向这个世界宣讲神的福音。
But don't make any mistake. We cannot have a journey outward if we don't first have a journey inward.
但是我们不要犯一个错误，就是说，我们若是没有我们很好的这种内展的这种生命，我们地上姐妹很好的连接，我们就不可能向外展的这种施工能够做得好。
And I'm talking about our personal journey with God.
我这是讲到说我们个人和神的这样的一个关系。
Think back to when you were very young.
试想一下你很年轻的时候。
Well, some of you guys may still be young.
有一些当中，你可能还是很年轻。
But think about what was the first thing you ever learned about God?
你对神所认识的第一个认识是什么？
Was it that He is our Heavenly Father?
是不是说他是我们的天父？
Was it that He is in heaven?
他是不是在天上？
Was it that He is our Savior?
他是不是我们的救主？
Were you first taught to love God or to fear God?
你首先被教导的是去敬畏神还是爱神？
Did somebody ever tell you that, oh, if you mess up, God's going to come down here and get you?
或者是不是有人对你说，如果你犯了错误，然后神就会来抓住你。
I hope not.
我希望不是这样。
Because God loves us too.
因为神爱我们。
So where is God?
我想问神在哪里？
Point to Him.
我们指一下神在哪里。
That's where I thought most of you would point. You pointed up.
我想这是你们大部分的人，我想都会知道的，就是往上，往天上指。
Why do we point up?
我们为什么往天上指，往上面指？
Is God in the ceiling of this room?
神是不是在我们这个天花板上面？
Is he out there in the sky?
他或者是不是在这个远在天空，天上？
Many people think that heaven is a place somewhere out there in outer space.Between the planets.
有很多的人是想说这个天堂就是在一个地方这是一个宇宙的某一个地方。
Well, some people where I grew up thought that God actually lived somewhere right out in the mountains of Virginia.
有一些如果像我这样的人的话可能在这边成长的就会想说其实天堂就是在维吉尼亚的某一个山上。
Where is God? He's right here in this room with us.
神到底在哪里呢？神其实就在正好在我们这个当中。
Because he's living in our hearts.
因为他住在我们的心里。
In every one of us.
在我们每一个人的心里。
I'm not talking about that muscle in here that pumps blood.
我讲的不是这个心脏啊，要是这个供应血液的。
I'm not talking about that romantic heart that you see when you're talking to your wife or husband or your sweetheart.
我也不是讲到那种罗曼蒂克的那个爱。
I'm talking about our heart of hearts, our very core of our being.
我讲到的是我们那个真正那个核心的那个心。心思意念那个心。
Just a few minutes ago, we celebrated the Lord's Supper.
就在几分钟以前，我们庆祝主的圣餐。
And as we take the bread and cup, we think of Jesus and that sacrifice that He made for us.
我们领受饼和杯的时候，我们就思想主在十字架上所为我们所承受的刑罚。
In this very week each year, we think about the sacrifice that Jesus made and we prepare for celebrating His resurrection next Sunday.
每年的这一个的这个星期我们就会纪念主耶稣在十字架上所为我们所成就的。
Before we celebrate the resurrection, we have to think of all that Jesus went through before He got there.
当我们在庆祝主复活之前，我们要思想主在十字架上为我们所经历的。
He was betrayed by one of His own disciples.
他被他自己的一个门徒所出卖。
He was dragged into a trial.
他被拖到人面前受审判。
He was whipped and beaten.
他受各样的鞭伤。
Then he was forced to carry the very cross on which then he would later be nailed.
他被逼迫来背起那个十字架，就是他自己要被钉死的那个十字架。
He died on that cross.
他死在那个十字架上。
And his body was buried in a tomb.
他的身体埋在一个坟墓里。
And after all that,Then came the resurrection.
在那所有的一切之后，然后他复活了。
It was by His death and resurrection that we can have Jesus in our hearts.
因为他的死，因为他的复活，所以我们才能够有他住在我们的心里。
So when we took the Lord's Supper earlier this morning,
所以当我们今天早晨领受主的圣餐的时候，
we followed the scripture that said, "Do this in remembrance of me."
所以我们就遵行主的吩咐，说我们做这一切为的是要纪念他。
Often when I receive the Lord's Supper, I think of a song that I sang as a young person.
很多的时候，当我领受圣餐的时候，我就会想到年轻时候学到的一首诗歌。
The song was in remembrance.
这首歌的就是为了纪念他。
And the last verse of that song says, "In remembrance of me, don't look above."
这首诗歌最后的几句话就是说，为了纪念我，不要向上。
But look in your heart.
醒察你的内心。
Look in your heart for God.
在你的内心深处来寻求神。
So God is not somewhere off in the distance.
神不是一个在遥远地方的。 那一位。
He's not out of reach.
他也不是我们远不可及的。
If we invite him in, he lives in our heart.
如果我们邀请他进入进来，他就会住在我们的心里。
There's another song we sing, He Lives.
我们有一首有另外一首诗歌常唱的叫做他活着。
He lives, he lives, Christ Jesus lives today.
他活着，他活着，耶稣基督今天仍活着。
He walks with me and talks with me.
他与我行，与我谈。
Along life's narrow way.
陪我走过人生窄路。
He lives salvation to impart.
他活着，他活着，救恩传到万邦。
You ask me how I know he lives?
你问我怎知耶稣活，怎知他活着？
He lives within my heart.
因他活在我心里。
And I pray that he lives within your heart.
我祷告他也住在你的心里。
We know Christ is alive and in our hearts. How do we see God?
我们知道基督在我们的住在活在我们的心里，我们怎么样可以看见这一位神呢？
How do we see God?
我们如何看见神？
I'm not talking about with our eyes.
我不是讲到说我们用肉眼。或者是我们的心用肉眼来看，而是用我们的心去感受它。
I should actually ask, how do we perceive God?
或者说我应该问我们怎么样去感受神。
Do we think about him with fear?
我们每次想到神的时候，我们是不是心里面那种害怕？
Do we perceive him as father?
我们或者是感受他是一位父神。
Loving?
慈爱的。
Savior?
或者是救主。
Brother?
或者是兄弟。
Do we perceive him far away?
我们感受他是在很远的地方。
Do we perceive him as close?
或者是近在咫尺。
Do you think of him as friend?
你想到他的时候，是把他想到他作为一个朋友。
Very best.Friend,
你最亲密的朋友。
This may not be comfortable for you to think about God this way.
也许对你来说不是一件很舒适的事情来想把他当做一位最亲密的朋友。
You may not have thought about Jesus this way, but I want you to think about God as being our very best friend.
你也许从来没有这样想过，但是我希望今天以去思想神作为你最亲密的朋友。
Better than any friend you've ever known.
超过你所认识的所有的朋友。
This may be real hard. Better a friend than even your own spouse.
这也许很困难，要超过你。甚至超过你自己的配偶。
Better a friend than your mother or father.
也超过你的父亲母亲。
Or your son or daughter.
或者是你的儿女。
Or any family member or friend.
任何的家庭成员或者是朋友。
God should be our very closest friend.
神应当是我们最亲密的那位朋友。
Think for a minute about your best earthly friend, whoever that may be.
我们可以先思想一下子，你在地上你最亲密的朋友。
How did that person become your best friend?
那个朋友是怎么样成为你最亲密的朋友的？
Was it because that person did something very special for you?
是不是那一个人做了很特别为你做了很特别的事情？
Maybe that person saved your life at one point.
也许那一个人甚至在某一个时刻上面甚至救了你的命。
Have you done something very special together as friends?
或者是你做一个朋友有没有在一起做过很特别的事情？
How long have you known your best friend?
你有认识你的朋友有多长的时间呢？
And how did this special friendship between you and your friend actually develop?
你和你朋友之间这种亲密的关系是怎么样来发展？
Did it happen quickly?
是很快的就建立起来了吗？
Probably not.
也许不是。
To gain a special place in your heart to be known as your best friend requires something. What is that?
在你的心目中间要赢得一个 最亲密的朋友的这样的一个位置，那需要，那是需要做什么？
Most of us would say time or a lot of time together.
很多的人说我需要很长的时间。
I'm thinking even more basic than that.
我是想说，比那个还要最基本的元素。
Become your very best friend. What must that person have with you?
要成为你那一个最亲密的朋友，他需要和你有一个什么样的那个元素？
Very simply stated, it's a relationship.
我们用一个很简单的词来形容的话，就是关系。
You usually wouldn't think of your best friend of somebody you met just last week.
所以当你讲到你最亲密的朋友的时候，你应该不会要谈到某一个人你上个星期才刚刚认识的。
Or even last month or last year.
或者甚至是说上个月或者去年才认识的。
Relationships don't happen overnight. They take a long periods of time to build.
关系它不是在一夜之间就建立起来的，通常需要很长的时间来发展建立。
They take long periods of time together.
需要很长的时间在一起。
Your best friend may not even live near you now.
你最亲密的朋友也许现在不在你的身边。
Especially since many here grew up somewhere else, maybe halfway around the world, and just now live here.
也许在很多年以前你们在一起，或者是现在。
But your best friend is most likely someone who in time of your life spent very much time together.
那一位最亲密的朋友一定是在你的生命的某一个阶段和你在一起花了很长的时间。
Your best friend didn't become that way because of something you read about them.
你不会说因为你读了一本书关于他关于某一个人，所以你和那个人成为最亲密的朋友。
Most likely, it was much time talking.
更多的情况可能是你们之间有交通，有谈话交通。
You shared conversations and thoughts.
你们彼此交通。彼此谈论自己的感受。
You share doubts and fears.
你们也分享自己心中的一些疑惑或者是恐惧。
With your best friend, you can share your innermost feelings with them.
和你的亲密的朋友，你可以分享你内心最深处的一些感受。
You know your best friend through experience.
你认识你最亲密的朋友，还是通过在一起的经历。
Now think back now to God being our very best friend.
然后我们再来回到思想，把神看作我们最亲密的朋友。
How can we best honor that friendship?
我们如何才能够尊荣那种友情呢？
We can do that by spending time with our very best friend, who is God.
我们也可以同样的和神花很多的时间来认识他。
We honor God by giving that very special place in our hearts.
我们荣耀神，来把它放在我们内心深处那一个最特别的位置。
If you listen to some of my life history before, you may remember me saying that I was nearly an adult before I discovered God. Once not only our fear and our reverence and our respect, but a personal relationship.
你也许你如果听过我个人的这个故事的话，你可能会记得我曾经说过，我就到我真的是成年以后，我才发现明白神不仅仅是那一位我所敬畏的那一位神。
God knows this because He is God.
而且他是和希望我和我有一个个人关系的那一位神，他知道我们。
In fact, He created us.
他是神，他创造了我们。
He knows every little part of us from head to toe.
他知道我们的每一个部分。
He knows our thoughts and feelings even before we think them or feel them.
他知道我们的心思意念，甚至在我们还没有去思想的时候。
Well, God knows us so well. How do we know Him?
神这样的认识我们，我们对他有多少的认识呢？
A true friendship requires that two parties know each other and love each other.
一个真正的友情要求 这友谊的双方对彼此都有认识。
We need to know God to have a real relationship with Him.
我们需要来认识神，这样我们才能和神有一个真正的这样的一个关系。
We get to know God the same way we got to know that best person friend.
我们像我们认识我们地上的这个朋友一样，我们也可以同样的来认识我们的神。
We know God by spending time with Him, by getting to know Him through experience.
我们认识神就通过我们和他花时间在一起，透过我们一起经历，我们来认识他。
What has been the best way for you to build a relationship with God?
对你来说最好的认识和神建立关系的这样的方式是什么呢？
Was it by reading about Him in the Bible?
是不是就是我们读经看圣经讲到这位神是什么样子的？
Certainly the Bible is one way we know a lot about God.
确实圣经是我们对神有更多认识的一种方式。
Do you talk with God?
你对神有没有说话？
We call that prayer.
我们称为祷告。
And I said not just talk to God, talk with God.
我说这里不仅是我们向神说话，
prayer,
我们是说和神说话。
Prayer, like conversation with your best friend, is a two-way conversation.
祷告就像是和你和你的朋友之间的交通一样，应该是双向的。
We speak and we listen.
我们说然后我们也听。
We should listen more than we speak.
我们应该听胜于过于说。
That's why God gave us one mouth, two ears.
那是神为什么给我们两个耳朵，一张嘴。
So prayer and Bible and studying the Bible are ways that we can learn about God.
所以祷告读经。是我们常常来认识神的方式。
But there are ways that God can communicate with us that we can experience Him and know Him personally. And God can communicate with us.
神可以和我们有交通。
How many of you have ever done any kind of a group Christian Bible study together?
有多少人我们当中曾经有在参加过这种小组的这种查经？
Maybe you did it at church or at a home.
也许你在参加教会的这种查经或者小组，或者是家庭的小组。
Or maybe you just gathered with a group of Christian friends or coworkers.
或者只是就是和一群的朋友，或者是教会的同工。
I want to tell you about a book. And a study program that changed my life.
我想跟大家介绍一本书和一个学习的一个项目，就是那个program.
I watched it change Maggie's life.
我记得说也改变了 Maggie 的生命。
It's called Experiencing God.
这个书叫做经历神。
Knowing and doing the will of God.
认识和遵行神的旨意。
There's a book and there's a workbook.
这有一本学习的书，也有一本这个参考练习书。
To do it as a group study, it takes about 12 weeks to complete.
如果作为一个小组的学习，大概要12个星期的时间。
Besides the books, there are videos and other teaching materials available.
除了这个书以外，还有这个录像和其他的这个教学的资料。
This book and the study materials were written by a great Christian preacher and writer who's known as Henry Blackaby, as well as his son Richard and Claude King.
这本书和学习资料的作者是由一个非常出名的一个基督徒的作者叫做 Henry Blackaby, 还有他的儿子他们一起写的。
The study has changed many lives.
这一个的学习改变了很多人的生命。
It's taken many Christians from a place in their life where they know who God is to truly knowing God.
他使很多的基督徒把他们从一个地方他们认为他们对神的一个认识带到一个新的真正认识神的这样的一个高度。
And they've built a personal relationship with God.
他们能够和神建立一个个人的关系。
Some of you probably heard Maggie or me talk about this before.
也许你们当中有一些的人听到我和 Maggie 提到这本书。
And actually, I would like to recommend that we as a church do this study together.
实际上我建议我们的教会，我们可以在一起来学习这本书。
We've talked about our journey inward and outward and making disciples.
我们讲到说我们在门徒训练的时候，我们在内在的生命和外在的生命方面的学习。
A lot of this can't take place very well until you and I center our lives around knowing and having a personal relationship with God.
这一些的事情都不可能发生，只有等到我们能够和神建立这样的一个个人的关系。
We talk a lot about serving God, but we can't be very good servants until we know who it is we're serving.
我们讲到很多，我们讲到侍奉神，但是我们不可能真正的侍奉好，如果我们对我们所侍奉的那一位没有真正的认识的话。
Our early scripture that we read a while ago says, God doesn't consider us servants, He considers us friends.
我们刚刚所读到的经文也讲到说神不再看我们称我们为仆人，乃是称我们为朋友。
Well, I have more good news for you.
还有更好的消息。
The book Experiencing God has also been published in Chinese.
这本书经历神也有中文版的。
So everyone here, whether you read Chinese or English, can do this study.
所以无论你是讲中文或者英文，你都可以学习。
I'm going to order a Chinese version to share with the pastor and all those that want to look at it.
我订一本这个中文版的书，可以和牧师来分享。
I want to share a little bit today with you about what's in that study.
我想今天和大家介绍一下子在这本书中间大概的内容。
I know our time is short.But I'm going to try to condense 12 weeks of teaching down to just a few minutes.
我知道我们的时间很短，我会把这12个星期的这个学习浓缩成几分钟的这个讲。
I'm not sharing this because I want you to skip the study. I really want us all to do it together, but I just want to give you a glimpse of what we can learn.
我不是说好像要大家跳过这个学习，就只要这几个星期这几分钟的这种介绍。是希望给大家有这样的一个介绍，我们可以在一起有学习。
First, God is always at work around you.
首先，神一直在我们的身上工作。
He created the world. He's been at work since the beginning of time.
神创造了这个世界，从那开始他就一直在工作。
Since He created mankind, He's been at work in every life.
从他创造人类以来，他就一直的在工作。
Man chose to separate himself from God. We call that sin.
神人选择和神的分离，我们称之为罪。
With the very first human, Adam and Eve.
从第一个人就是亚当夏娃开始。
But because we sin and fall from grace, God created a plan of salvation in Jesus Christ.
因为人的罪亏欠了神的荣耀，所以神才有救恩的计划，通过他的儿子耶稣基督。
If we receive Jesus as our Savior and follow Him, He has a plan for us.
如果你接受耶稣基督做你个人的救主，神有一个救赎的计划给你。
We can never ever be away from God. He never leaves us. He's always around us.
我们永远不可能离开神，因为他一直在我们的身边。
He loves us despite our sin.
尽管我们犯罪，但是神依然爱我们。
If we feel guilt, that's because we have moved away from God.
如果我们感觉到有罪恶感的话，是因为我们离开了神。
He keeps His promises, and He never fails us.
神永远保守。 他的承诺承诺他从不放弃从没有誓言过。
The second major point in experiencing God is that God pursues a continuing love relationship with you that is real and personal.
在这个学习这本书当中第二个重要的内容就是讲到神追求和我们建立一种真实的个人的持续的爱的关系。
How can we as people truly love each other?
我们作为人如何才能有真正的爱？
It's because God taught us how. He taught us love, and we can have that love for each other.
因为神告诉我们如何爱，我们才知道怎么样去爱。
We're able to love each other. We're able to love God by having a relationship.
我们能够爱神，是因为我们和神有这样的一种关系。
A relationship is a two-way interaction between two persons or between someone and God.
这种关系是两个人之间的一种双向的一种互动也是人和神之间的这样的一种互动。
God loves us. He actually created us because He wants to have that love relationship with us.
神爱我们，甚至以至于他创立了我们，所以我们可以和他有这样的一种互动的关系。
He wants our complete love, not just a little bit.
他需要的是我们全部的爱，而不是一点点。
By nature, we don't usually seek God; He seeks us.
照着我们人的本性，我们不会去寻求神，乃是他邀请我们。
God extends the invitation to us, and we experience Him not at our doing, but by response to His invitation.
我们经历神不是因为我们自己做什么，我们只是回应神给我们的发出的这样的一个邀请。
God initiates the relationship.
神发起来和我们来建立这种关系。
And as we said earlier, God has proven time over that He loves us.
我们在之前我们讲到说，神一次一次的证明他爱我们。
We can't look at that cross and not think that God loves us.
我们不可能说看见这个十字架，没有不能思想到神他爱我们。
This relationship is personal and it requires communication between us and God.
这种关系是一种个人的关系，需要双向的这种沟通交流。
He communicates with us in many ways, but one very basic way is through Scripture.
他和我们交通有很多的方式，其中有一个非常重要的就是圣经神他自己的话语。
In 2 Timothy we read, All Scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching the truth, rebuking error, correcting faults, and giving instruction in right living, so that the person who serves God may be fully qualified and equipped to do every kind of good deed.
这在提摩太后书第三章十六节讲到说圣经都是神所默示的与教训督责使人归正教导人学义都是有益的。
How can we communicate with God?
我们如何和神有交通呢？
One way is through prayer.
一种方式就是我们通过祷告。
Another way is through faith and obedience.
另外一种方式就是通过信心和顺服。
Another is through worship.
另外一个方式就是通过敬拜。
The third major point is that God invites you to become involved with Him in His work.
第三个重要的内容就是神邀请你在他的工作上面和他同工。
It does not say that I want to do this for God, I'm going to go do that for Him.
这不是说我要为神做什么呀？什么这件事情那件事情
？If we do it that way, we may not be doing what God really wants us to do.
如果我们那样子做的话，我们也许没有做神要我们所做的事情。
God extends the invitation to us to join in His
work.
So we don't decide what we're going to do for God. We ask God, what do you want me to do?
So we, 不是问对神说, 我要为你做什么, 还是我们问神你要我来为你做什么?
When God reveals to us where He is working around us, that's our invitation to join Him in His activity.
神, 透过, 我们周遭的这个环境, 来, 启示我们, 我们, 他需要我们为他做什么?
We're not successful servants of God if we just go start doing something and say, "Oh God, come help me."
而我们不可能成为一个 好的工人 如果我们就是说，哦，神啊，你来帮助我 想要做的事情。
We look to God and see where He is already at work around us, and we go and follow.
我们所要做的事呢，是我们 观看四周，神他在那里做什么样的工作， 然后我们加入他，和他一起工作。
Fourth major point.
第四个重要的内容。
God speaks by the Holy Spirit through the Bible, prayer, circumstances, and the church to reveal Himself, His purposes, and His ways.
透过圣经、祷告、环境、教会, 神借着圣灵来向我们说话, 显明他自己, 他的目的和他的道路。
God breathed the scriptures to mankind.
神将他的话语, 赐给人,
and through obedient servants who wrote down what God said, we have our Bible.
但是透过那些, 顺服他的仆人, 他们写下神对他们所讲的话语。
As Jesus, after His resurrection, ascended into heaven, He gave us the Holy Spirit to speak to us and give us power to do His will.
神在, 复活之后, 升天之后, 他赐下圣灵给我们, 向我们说话, 来, 使我们, 赐我们权柄成为他的门徒。
So if we hear this, the Holy Spirit telling us to go, or if we read something in the Bible that tells us something to do, we can know that that is God speaking to us.
所以如果当我们读到圣经中间讲到说你们要去做什么什么事情的时候, 我们就可以, 认为是那是神对我们说你要做什么。
It's in God's time. God will choose the means and the time to speak to us about our direction.
神, 可以选择, 在什么样的时候, 什么样的人来, 说话。
We're not on our own to go out and discover our purposes or directions. God will give that to us.
我们不是, 在我们一个, 靠着我们个人来认识, 神的这个旨意, 那是神会告诉我们。
But be prepared. It will most likely will be different from our plan, and it may be in some very unusual way.
那你要准备好, 很多的时候, 神给我们的这个旨意和计划和我们自己所认为的和想的是,
Look at God, how God worked through Moses.
你看一看, 神是, 对摩西是怎么样的, 启示他的。
He parted the sea.
他将红海分开。
He set the bush on fire.
他使这个荆棘, 燃烧。
He gave him the commandments.
他给他十诫。
Fifth major point.
第五个重要的内容。
God's invitation for you to work with Him always leads you to a crisis of belief that requires faith and action.
神邀请你, 来做他的同工, 总是带领你到一个信仰的危机当中, 这个时候要求你要有信心和行为。
God wants us to know Him and obey Him.
神, 希望我们能够认识他, 遵行, 遵行他。
But He doesn't just hand everything to us one time.
但是他不是说, 一次就把所有的东西都, 交给我们。
He calls us to an assignment that we cannot accomplish on our own, but only through His intervention.
他呼召我们来做某一项的事情, 而这件事情呢, 必须要有神的介入在某一个时间上面才能够完成。
Building a friend relationship with God takes time with Him.
和神要建立这样的一种关系, 需要和神花时间。
He treats us like a friend.
他看我们如同朋友。
He holds us up.
他托住我们。
As the song goes, what a friend we have in Jesus.
所以我们所唱的这个耶稣恩友这首诗歌。
All our sins and griefs to bear.
我们所有的这个痛苦罪恶。
What a privilege to carry everything to him in prayer.
何等权利能够将万事带到主恩前。
Actually, in just a few moments, you'll have the opportunity to sing that.
我们等一下就可以来一起唱这首诗歌。
The sixth point in experiencing God is that you must make major adjustments in your life to join God in what he is doing.
第六个重要的内容就是讲了你必须对你的人生做重大的调整才能与神联合做神所做的工作。
We must move from where we are to where God wants us to be.
我们必须从我们所在的这样的一个地方带领去到一个神想要我们去的地方。
We are by nature distant from God.
我们照着我们人的本性我们是远离神的。
To move from where we are to where God is will require significant, even major adjustments or changes to our life.
离开我们现在的地方到达一个神所要我们去的地方需要我们对我们的人生做一个非常大的调整。
We may change major adjustments of the way we think.
我们也许在我们的思想上面怎么样去思考问题这个叫做很大的调整。
We may change our circumstances.
甚至改变我们周遭的环境。
It may change our relationships to others.
改变我们和其他人的关系。
It'll bring about changes to our commitments.
甚至也包括改变你在人生中间所委身的事情。
It'll bring about changes to our actions.
也包括改变我们的行为。
And it will definitely bring about changes to our beliefs.
也更多是改变一定改变我们的信仰。
We move away from our worldly way of thinking and acting to the way God thinks and acts.
我们从以前一种思念地上的这种事情的这种方式改变到像神那样思考问题。
According to Henry Blackaby, you cannot stay where you are and go with God at the same time.
《经历神》这本书的作者 Henry Blackaby 说，你不可能同时既待在你现在所在的地方，又去和与神同行。你不可能同时做这样两件事情。
Again, for example, Moses, he went through a lot of changes. He spent 40 years in the desert.
我们再看摩西的例子，也是同样在他的生命中间经历了很多的改变，在他在旷野待了四十年。
Then he went before Pharaoh.
然后他去见法老。
Moses could not have done what he did without putting his full trust in God.
摩西不可能完成这一切，如果他不全然的依靠神的话。
Moses didn't go where he thought would be good. He followed God.
摩西并没有去他认为他要去的地方，他乃是遵循神的带领，神带领。要带领他去哪里？
The last major point in experiencing God is you come to know God by experience as you obey Him, and He accomplishes His work through you.
第七个重要的内容就是你顺服神，就会经历到神，以至于认识他，认识神，神也会通过你来完成他的工作。
First comes the decision to follow God.
首先是需要的是你要下一个决心要来跟随他。
And then come major adjustments in our life.
然后我对我们的生命周遭的各样的事情做调整。
And then there comes obedience to God.
然后是顺服。
When you obey God, He blesses your life.
当你顺服神的时候，神就祝福你的生命。
He also blesses someone else through your life by your obedience.
然后也因为你的顺服来祝福那些啊，透过你来祝福你啊，周遭的人。
Again, God accomplished many things through Moses that Moses could never do alone.
神透过摩西啊，成就了很多的事情。这些事情啊，没有一样可以啊，摩西可以靠着他自己来成就的。
When we talk about being committed to God and His work, it does not replace our having a relationship with Him.
当我们一再讲到说啊委身向神和神的事工委身的时候，我们不是说要用那些来替代我们跟神的这样的关系。
Christianity is based on faith and not works.
因为我们知道基督教乃是这个是基于因信而不是因着行为 为基础的。
I know that I have presented a lot of information to you today.
我知道我今天给你们讲了很多的信息。
And I know it will be difficult for you to remember much of it.
我也知道对你们来说要记住这些东西是非常困难的。
But I do hope and pray that each one of us will think about our relationship with God.
但是我确实的祷告希望我们每一个人仔细的思想我们跟神的关系。
And that we will respond to God's desire to have a personal relationship with us.
然后我们回应他，我们渴望和我们和神建立这样的一个个人的关系。
Jesus is our Lord of Lords and our King of Kings.
耶稣基督是万主之主，万王之王。
And I pray our very best friend.
我也祷告他成为我们最亲密的朋友。
There's no better way for us to give our full attention to building to God than to building a relationship with Him.
没有比这我们用全部的精力来和神建立这样一个亲密的朋友的关系更好的。
This week, as we think about what God has done for us, I pray that we will build on our personal relationship with us.
在这个星期我们会有很多的时间思想到神为我们所在十字架上为我们所做的，我们也盼望我们能够思想我们和神有建立这样一种亲密的个人的关系。
If we all do that, we will grow in faith as Christians and it'll bring about much growth in our church.
当我们这样做的时候，我相信我们个人我们的灵命就会有很大的成长，我们的教会也会因此有很大的增长。
Let's pray together.
让我们一同祷告。
Lord, we think of you in many, many ways, but we pray, Lord, that we would see you face to face, that we would follow you, that we would respond to your invitation to live in a relationship with us, and that we would follow you obediently. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.